Estevan. The Estevan U18A Brewers are now 14-0 to start the season in Saskatchewan Premier Baseball League action. The Brewers were a perfect 4-0 on the weekend. The first game was the lone close contest, a 4-2 win over the Saskatoon Blue Jays Saturday afternoon. The Brewers scored two runs in each of the fifth and sixth innings. The Deuce in the sixth broke a 2-2 tie. Logan Skuse had two hits, a run batted in, RBI, and scored once. Jacob Mayer went the distance on the mound, allowing three hits and one earned run in seven innings. The next game was a 20-11 slugfest against the Blue Jays. Saskatoon scored eight in the third to lead 11-4, but the Brewers responded with 16 unanswered runs over the next four innings. Hunter Siver had four RBIs, Matthias Fornwald scored four times and the Brewers came through with a balanced attack. Ty Hoste came on in relief and allowed just two runs in five innings. Sunday saw the Brewers pick up two mercy wins over the Munster Red Sox. The first was an 18-6 victory in five innings, a game in which Munster scored four times in the first. The Brewers had seven in the fifth to put the game away. Jaden Kachinka had two hits, including a home run, three runs and three RBIs, while Skuse had two runs, two RBIs and three hits. Justin Linthicum shook off the slow start on the mound and went five innings. The other win over Munster was a 22-4 romp in four and a half innings, a game the Brewers led 22-1 after three. Hoste had four runs, three RBIs and three hits, while Hayden Tourette had three runs, three hits and five RBIs. The Brewers belted out six doubles. Strudwick went four innings on the mound to get the win. The Estevan U11A Brewers are continuing to dominate play in baseball Regina, as they went 4-0 to improve their record to 11-0. The Brewers crushed the Regina Blue Jays 17-4 and 22-2 on Saturday, and the White Butte Broncos Black 18-1 and 14-3 on Sunday. Nash Cameron gave the Brewers a lift with a three-run home run in the first inning and added another in the second. Jacoby Lavka also had a home run in the contest. Dane Johnson didn't allow a hit in three innings before exiting the game. Johnson drove in five runs for the Brewers, including a grand slam in the fifth inning, in the second game on Saturday. Preston Siver started for the Brewers and went five innings, allowing three hits and one run while striking out nine. In the first game on Sunday, Lavka had six RBIs, including a grand slam home run. Aiden Roof started and lasted two innings, striking out six on the day. In the second win over White Butte, Cameron hit a home run. Lavka was on the mound and gave up two runs but no hits in two innings of work. The Estevan U13A Brewers also went 4-0 on the weekend, winning 17-1 and 22-9 Saturday against the Davidson Cardinals, and 27-6 and 16-6 Sunday against the White Butte Broncos. In a post on their Facebook page, the Brewers said some strong pitching from the bullpen and some nice hits brought them out on top for Saturday, while solid base running, quality at-bats and power hitting were the difference Sunday. Their record stands at 9-1. The Estevan U15A Brewers had a 9-9 tie and an 11-2 win against the Moose Jaw Canucks on Sunday to improve their record to 5-2-1. In the first game, the Brewers scored five runs in the third inning, answering a five spot for the Canucks, with Brodean Henry having a two-run single. Tanner Gillespie and Logan Collins each had two hits. In the second game, the Brewers finished with six stolen bases to set the table for their offense.